Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries seeks to introduce Vitazyme to the local agriculture industry. Find out why in this edition of Calling Farmers. I'm Camille Guthrie. Good morning.
The time is now for the opportunities that will arise from Jamaica's imminent transformation into the world's fourth logistics center. On January 21 and 22, the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce, in association with the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, JAMPRO and JBDC, present the Jamaica Logistics Hub Symposium at the Conference Center in downtown Kingston. Hear presentations from the world's busiest logistics centers. Singapore, Panama, and Canada. Register now. Call JCC at 922-015021 or email info@jamaicachamber.org.jm.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is exploring the possibility of introducing the biostimulant Vitazyme to the local agriculture industry. The biostimulant is one option being examined by the ministry as it continues to explore possibilities to boost the sector and safeguard food security while reducing the country's food import bill, which is at almost US $1 billion per annum. Vitazyme is an all-natural growth formulation, which when applied to fruits, vegetables, small grains, and other crops, improves their yield and quality.
This technology has been used by neighbors in Cuba in their sugar industry and tomato and sweet potato production, resulting in a significant increase in productivity.
Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark. Vitazyme is manufactured by United States-based firm Vital Earth Resources and has reportedly yielded significant success in the countries where it has been introduced.
We can also take the example of the sugarcane industry, which has vast potential for increased production and productivity. And based on the Cuban experience, we in Jamaica can explore the possibilities for Vitazyme in that regard.
Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark. Mr. Clark is inviting all sector stakeholders to explore this bio-friendly technology, which may lead to increased productivity.
Hi, I'm Andrew Holness, Leader of the Opposition. Reading to our children helps to expand their knowledge base, as their world of imagination will become open to the many wonderful stories that abound. It is through reading that our children develop better literacy, numeracy, and reasoning skills. It is a fact that children who are read to and who themselves read have better educational outcomes and keep a very active mind right up to old age. As the old adage says, reading maketh a full man, so too can it make a full boy and girl.
This message was brought to you by the Office of the Children's Advocate. So I learned to
depend on me. Equality.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs and Dispute Resolution Foundation, paid for by the UN Women Fund
for gender equality.
And with that, we wrap up this morning's program. To listen to this and other JIS-produced programs, visit our website at jis.gov.jm/radio. With the studio engineer Andre Palmer, I am Camille Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.